Right now it is time for Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio. You can find Main Street Magazine throughout our tri-state region at various free pickup points for the magazine and also on the web, mainstreetmag.com. And we welcome in Thorin Christendaughter. Thorin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I got up. I knew that it was going to be bad, so I got up at 2 o'clock, and I managed to leave the house just as we had heavy rain. And back then it was like 31. So it was a wild trip in. But now, here in Sharon, it finally got above freezing. So everything's fine. But people have to be careful because there'll be portions of the ground that around your house that might still be at freezing. And so that water will be frozen in places. So watch out for black ice when people are walking around. But enough of the depressing news.
Well, how are the roads, though?
Well, coming in, I've got four-wheel drive, and I've got also a great thing that you can keep it in low. So going down hills, I kept it in first gear, and it was fine. I mean, it was squirrely, okay? But the main roads had some black ice on them. But I figure now the main roads, because the trucks were out treating them early this morning. Right. So I would figure the main roads are okay, but you might still run into some black ice where water crosses the road. But secondary roads, just be careful. They might be a little squirrely in some places for people where you know, culverts go under, and so the road stays below freezing because there's no earth under it to warm it up. So that's where people have to be careful. But the icicles are melting, so that's a good sign.
Yes, I agree.
All right. Well, with that being said, here on Robin Hood Radio, everything is A-OK, going along fine, let's talk about Main Street Magazine. Let's talk about, first of all, the story that we didn't get to talk about, and that is the Millbrook School. And it's, you know, everybody knows of the Millbrook School, but a lot of people don't know what the Millbrook School does.
No, I knew a little bit about it because Mary O'Neill, who writes for us, her daughter went there, and so I knew a little bit about her through the school, going out to, I forget, you know, where, but out in the Midwest, and working with Native American families and building homes for them and doing all kinds of stuff. And I knew it was through the school, but I didn't realize the extent of the outreach that they do, the school does, that is, both here locally as well as actually globally. And so John wrote a wonderful piece here explaining that side of the school, and as it's part of their kind of ethos, as well as, you know, all the kids there, you know, have to do some sort of community service and commit to the community, and some of the programs that they do are just wonderful.
Here's how most people know about the Millbrook School, and I can say I'm 68. I used to go to the Trevor Zoo when I was young, and they've got the Trevor Zoo. And what the Trevor Zoo is there, it's not just a zoo where you go on. It's a breeding and caring section of the school for endangered species. And it's right. If you've never been to the Trevor Zoo at the Millbrook School, go, because it really is pretty amazing.
We've been there a few times with the kids. It's always fun.
Yeah, like I said, and it's been around a long, long time. That's how I think a lot of people know of the Millbrook School, but it's really got an amazing... I think all of our schools around here, both public and private, do amazing outreach work in the communities near and far. And I think that's what's one thing that's really great about living in a rural area, where all the schools, whether they're private or public, do get involved in outreach with communities and with things that are going on that concern students. So now we'll go from the Millbrook School, and I love the story, and I love the picture that's here, A Cosmic Idea. And that is an amazing donut that I'm looking at in the picture.
I gotta tell you, I took the kids there this weekend, and we got there, it closed at 2 o'clock, and so there wasn't much left. We had three or four kinds to choose from, but we got a couple and tried them, and I gotta tell you, these are some really good donuts. So the picture really lives up to it.
Now, this is in Kinderhook, New York, right? Cosmic Donuts?
Yes, they're in Kinderhook. They're right by the right off the X in town, the crossroads in town there by the light.
Now, they got some amazing things there. They really do. And When you, I think when people think of donuts, they don't understand that donuts are deep fried. I mean, I think people like
they are.
People like to try to think that they're like bagels, but they're not. I mean, they're deep fried, but you can do amazing things with them, and they do amazing things with them at Cosmic Donuts. Now, when did they open up? It had to be recently, within the last year or two.
My daughter's just waking up. Hang a bit, they just opened up not too long ago. The Yori, I think I pronounced that right. Who's the lady behind it? She started this idea just about a year ago, and had this idea, and then they opened up. I think just a couple of months back, actually, at this point. And they've been really successful, and you can see why with images like that. And had me driving up to Kinderhook to try them out, and it was well worth it.
Well, it was great. A little corner story: the reason they started, there was only Dunkin' Donuts in the area, so I think they got a great location there where they are because they're close to Bard, and they're on a heavily traveled area. So good luck to them with their donuts. Now, the story that I meant to get to you last week, but we'll talk about right now, and that is Eddie Collins Park in Millerton.
Yes.
Most people, you know the reason why Eddie Collins Park was named Eddie Collins Park, right?
Yes, for the baseball player.
Yeah, your Hall of Famer. Here's the whole thing. His mother was, he was born in Millerton, okay? But they moved out of Millerton very, very quickly. But still, he was born and raised early in Millerton. And I look at the plans, what might be done at the park. And it really is, right now, if you go into Sharon Valley and you take a look at the parks that Sharon Valley put together, a regulation-sized baseball field that's completely fenced in, a beautiful regulation Little League field, an incredible regulation soccer field, plus they've got a pavilion, plus they've got a walking track around the whole thing. It really is a terrific, terrific park. Well, what they're planning in Millerton is basically the same thing, except you've got basketball courts. You have a basketball court, but I mean real basketball court set up. You've got the pool. I mean, there's a lot of things that they're going to add there if this all comes through with the new swimming pool.
Well, they're going to do it in phases right now, and they're trying to raise funds, and they have some grants already in place and things like that, but they're doing it, and I believe currently they have three, possibly four phases. And in phase one is, in particular, the parking lot, to change the parking lot and the entrance to the park to make it more welcoming and more accessible, or to feel that way. And the swimming pool would actually be in phase two, and what they're going to do is, make that handicapped accessible and put a, pool house in or a pavilion. And they're kind of going to reconfigure the whole park to make it kind of more user-friendly, and they'll do walking trails also all around it. And their goal is to kind of make it accessible to everyone, as well as to not just make it, a park for kids, but to make it so that there's something there for everyone.
Well, it is a long term. When I was a kid around here, we always had Fred Amerigi was the rec guy, and we had this beautiful, dimensions at the Sharon baseball field, and it's fenced in. It's just an amazing field, and there was always a great Little League field. But then they put the soccer field in. Once again, that was put in, and it's regulation, beautiful soccer field. And then the Lions Club put a pavilion down there, and also bathrooms, which was really important. And then they added the walking track. So I think all these things have to be done in phases because you have to raise the funds. But the eventual wrap-up of it is any town that has a good recreational facility is going to attract young families.
For sure, and the committee that's doing this and the people who are behind it are very involved in Millerton and really want to try to have it grow and prosper, and a lot of the folks who are involved are also on Townscape and in other committees in the town and have businesses in the town, and so they're really invested, and some of them have been at this park since they were children themselves, so a lot of them have close-knit ties to it, so you're dealing with a group of people very dedicated. and really want to try to, you know, fix it up and make it, you know, as accessible and as user-friendly and just as enjoyable as possible, and try to bring back, like they were talking about, like on the soccer field, it would allow them to have bring back, you know, events there. Or, you know, they were even talking about maybe this could be a location for Spring for Sound to take in a place that with ample parking. But, you know, we are just, you know, been throwing ideas around and possibilities around. So they really have, you know, all kinds of wonderful ideas for not just the town and the park, but the community.
All right, that is just a couple of the stories you'll find at Main Street Magazine, mainstreetmag.com, on the web, and also at various locations throughout the tri-state region. And I'm still looking forward, because, you know, February is such a short month. I'm really looking forward to March. So,
Me too.
and your March issue, because I don't think winter is going to end in March, but for some reason, it always makes me feel better when we reach March.
Hey, I can't wait for them to change the clocks, because then you really know, okay, we're almost there. We're almost there.
Yeah, very close. All right, Thorne, we'll speak to you next week. Take care.
All right, sounds good.
That is Thorne Christendotter, and that is Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. And once again, you'll find them at various free pickup locations throughout the tri-state region and at mainstreetmag.com on the web.